Blog Talk Radio.
You want real?
I got real. Welcome to my house. Brick house. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Ah, you caught me singing, you caught me singing. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening. Today is Monday. Let me get it right, because if I get it wrong, I'm going to feel stupid. August 6th, 2012. And you are now listening to the sounds coming from Brick's House. I am Brick, your hostess. And I would like to thank you and welcome you all to another episode of Brick's House. Did you miss me? I missed you guys last week. Well, actually, I didn't. Life has its way of, you know, throwing these little, you know, things in our way to kind of knock us off our kilter every now and then. So I wasn't really in a show mood last week. Yes, but I am back this week. Thank you, God. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. And I'm glad to be back with you guys. I did actually miss you. To tell the truth, I did miss my show last week. So, that being said, we're going to give you a twofer today. I decided to give you a twofer because there apparently are a lot of pressing things that I need to discuss that I just can't wait to get off my chest with you guys. So, we're giving you a twofer today. And the twofer is, the first hour, we're going to talk about the unemployment rate in the United States, okay? And the second hour, we're going to have a different topic for you. We're going to talk about the ante of the first topic. Well, really, it's not really the ante, but, well, it'll make sense as we go along. Let's just leave it there. I want to begin by saying you were greeted by the sounds of Slave watching you. With the front guy, Steve Arrington, maybe that name will ring a bell with you guys if you do anything about Slave, watching you. You know, I like that song. I just like it. It's cheery, it's upbeat, makes you want to get up and dance. So that's why I put it on today, to kind of get us stimulated and get us ready for today's conversation. If you want to dial in, 805-830-8320. We'll be taking your calls live. If you want to have something to say, you can press 1, and you'll be placed in the caller queue, and we'll take your call as it appears. And if you want to just sit in our chat room and just chill, lay like broccoli, and just comment, you know, back and forth, please feel free to enter our lounge, our chat area, where you can just sit back and just comment at will as to what we're saying here and what we're talking about here. But if you ever get that little twitch, you know, sometimes we get off the hook here. We say some things, and you can't type fast enough. Then that's when you need to be on the line, so you can just press 1. We'll put you on, and you can faster than you can type it all up, okay? And then you say it with your chest. You know how you feel. You say it with your chest. Get it out there. So on that note, speaking of saying it with your chest, I want to bring on my team, Team Fantasy, because, you know, we're just good like that. Team Fantasy is just doing its damn thing. We got so many good things going on, y'all. Y'all just don't know. Last week, y'all were fortunate enough to, whoever was fortunate enough to catch the live debut of the Swingers State of Mind new show that comes on Wednesday, featuring Trinity, I believe it's Trinity B. I don't want to get it wrong, because I just met the young lady, La Crush, and a new character out here by the name of Frenchie. And I'm just really, if you heard it last week, then you got a little taste of what's to come. It's an excellent show. It did excellent in the ratings. And I want to bring on right now, before I bring on my side team, I want to bring on the first lady of Full Fantasy Radio, who without her, none of this would be possible. You know, you guys tune in every week, but you have no idea the mechanics that goes behind keeping this show running. And this girl holds it down. I got to give it to her. She's on top of her game. She don't sleep. She sleeps sitting up in a little cubby hole all night long because she don't lay down. She don't go to bed like she should because she's constantly trying to raise the bar and make Full Fantasy Radio everything it can be for y'all. I'm going to bring her in. They're going to be. I want to bring her in, and that is Miss La Crush Hearts. Good evening, La Crush.
Good evening. I do sleep. I be drooling on my
titties. Yeah, you don't sleep. You don't sleep. Don't believe that hype. She don't sleep. So she's sitting up in this little cubby hole. You should have never put that picture up there. She's
put a picture of her quarters. So I was looking at this little cubby hole. Little quarter.
She's
in the corner, yeah. This little cubby hole where she sits and does all that computer stuff. Like, look at that. Mm-hmm. She shot all
the
way down to go to bed.
Right, handy dandy. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Everything's like right there. If she do roll over and go to sleep,
you
just lead up and tight.
Yep.
I'm like, okay.
Exactly how it works. Yep.
That's exactly how it works. Yep. And I also want to bring on, so we can get our conversation started, I want to also bring on the Mr. of Full Fantasy Radio, the Mr. That would be Mr. Black Reporter, Mr. Black Reporter.
And it's been ages since I have been here on the record.
Yes, it has.
You know, and I'm going to correct that, you know.
And I thank you for being here. I know you've been under the weather. You know, sometimes these things can't be avoided, but we're glad to hear you have your amongst the living today.
Thank
and
you,
have you on Bricks Up.
Thank you,
always
ma'am.
A pleasure.
And you owe me.
Wonderful.
No,
wonderful.
No, no, you didn't hear me. You owe me.
I owe you. Wow,
yeah.
You're nothing. But,
you owe me for using my corporate name 4 times.
Oh, excuse me. So what should I use? Should I call you Mr. Dominique?
Cubby hole.
Oh, the cubby hole. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I can see. I don't know. I see a little cubby hole. I just got a little cubby hole. I guess. Well, yeah, that's your little cubby. Okay. I'm going to leave that one alone. And I want to bring us into tonight's discussion that we're going to be talking about the unemployment rate. Maybe you guys, Crush, she don't watch the news. Crush's uncle plea admitted that she don't watch the news. And she gets whatever she gets from, you know, Yahoo News and stuff like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of people don't have the tolerance to sit there and watch these news reporters. You know, I like to get fresh news. I like news as it happens. So, you know, I really don't have the patience. When Crush will sit there and read a whole 5-10-page article on Yahoo News, I ain't got time for that. Give me my news fast and swift. Let me, if I want to know more about it, I'll research more about it, and I'll go see about it myself. But other than that, Black Reporter, are you a big news article you read like that?
Very much so. News is not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not me.
Ever the main Black Reporter.
Well, exactly. Well, see, well, sometimes, you know, you like your news swift and fast. I can't sit there and read a 10-page article. I just don't have the patience.
You know, to a certain degree, I can deal with a 10-page article. But to a certain degree, yes, I like my news brief and quick and everything else. You know, headline news is cool with me. But I also want my news in detail. Okay. The one thing that the Republicans want everybody to imagine is that we've been in this doldrums for the past 8 years. Obama hasn't done much of anything. But if you look at the unemployment rate and number of jobs that have been created, all during Bush's term, everything was in the red. As it went into Obama's term, and I'm not saying this because he is African-American, but everything has become black, meaning we've gained jobs. Oh. By the way, did anybody mention that Obama, well, the administration, well, the American economy gained 100,000 jobs last month?
No. Well,
exactly.
Black Reporter, you just jumped from.
Mm-hmm. I hate when he does that. He just want to run with it.
I'm like, okay, let me lead. I know this is strange because you're a man, I'm a woman. Let me lead. Let me lead you where I want to lead you.
Hey, how are you? Lead to the topic. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want to basically, I don't want to confuse people.
Because a lot of people hear stuff like, you know, unemployment rates and percentages, and they get confused, and, you know, people run from what they don't understand. So I want to make it easy. I'm not calling my listeners stupid, by no means. But I want you, everyone to be able to understand, because everyone's not politically savvy, you know, and I want them to be able to see exactly how politics plays a role, where, you know, you think, oh, I don't have nothing to do with politics, and politics, you know, we all have something to do with politics.
Amen.
Okay, these politicians, this shit has been going on for years, Black Reporter. You look at the years of political races. This has been going on for years. So I want people to know exactly how all this stuff ties in with elections and things like that. You know, I don't want to be jump on the Obama wagon and, you know, I don't want this to be a place where people have to say whose side they're on. Because whoever you vote for is your business. And that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's confidential as well. But I just want people to see, we're just going to talk about the unemployment rate and what we feel. Let's forget that there's oversight. What
there's
would you do if this was brought to you, if we said, Black Reporter, what should we do about this unemployment problem? I want you to think about it from that point of view. Okay, because when you think about it, when you look at the unemployment rate, okay, they came out for July. The unemployment rate, they added over 100,000 jobs, okay, to the rosters, jobs, and the unemployment rate continues to go up. So you would think that the fact that they keep adding jobs, people would fill these jobs, and less people would be filing for unemployment every week. Why are people still filing for unemployment every single week if jobs are going up? So we have to ask ourselves, what types of jobs are these that are becoming vacant?
That's
what types of jobs? Okay. Now, Black Reporter, maybe you can chime in on here. Now, back in the days, I know you're not that old. I don't want to treat you like, you know, you're Methuselah. But back in the days when we had these buildings being built, like, you know, when skyscrapers were being built, and you had other buildings being built left and right, who put these buildings up?
Our parents.
Our parents did it. Now, when you think about our parents in education, did your parents graduate college?
My dad did.
Okay. Did your grandfather, your father's father, did he graduate college?
No.
Okay, let's look at it even further. What are the chances that your father's father's father graduated college?
No. Father's father. No, one more generation, then he would have came over on the boat.
But the chances are, the people that really did the work, like build the skyscrapers, and built the tunnels, and helped with the railroad, and all this other stuff that was done. When you look at the history of our country, when all of this stuff was done, most of it was done by people who didn't sit in the classroom and learn this stuff. There was
exactly.
No training for this. This was on the job learning how to do it. Hey, you ever worked with dynamite before? No, but I'm willing to try. Come on aboard. That's how this country was built. And I think it's kind of funny, the fact that
ironic.
A lot of people are considered unqualified for a job because they don't have the proper training, when this country was built on people who didn't have proper training.
Oh, well, by the way, I didn't tell you where my dad went to school.
Mm-mm.
My dad went to school at one of those unqualified Negro training institutes. Tuskegee Institute back then, now Tuskegee University, down
there
in Alabama.
Well, if he went to college, then he was very fortunate. But back in those days, the first college graduate in my family came from, I believe, my mother.
Okay.
Was the first college graduate in a whole long line of family was the first college graduate. So,
okay.
He was very lucky to go to Tuskegee. But on that note, moving back to the unemployment rate, Crush, what do you think, in your opinion? Now, like I said, you don't have to be that politically savvy or, you know, to really understand that, you know, if you have more apples than you do people, you know, than you do people, of course, everyone's not going to get an apple, but you would expect the majority to get one. So why do you think that these jobs are not being filled? What do you think the situation is behind this? Got any theories?
On the jobs being filled, I'm thinking, first, there's a million people in, over a million, I'm sorry, there's over a million people in the city. And I'm thinking that even though they're saying they could, and I'm saying not even, maybe less than half may have attended college, and maybe half of that may have finished high school, and maybe half of that, you know what I mean? So when they're creating these jobs, whether it be white collar, whether it be blue collar, whether it be, and you have all these different requirements, because the people that got laid off, I'm thinking about the people that have been on their jobs for 15, 20, 30 years. Unfortunately, you know, you have to go back into the field. Pretty much. You know, you have to go back and not the field, but you have to go back and get education now. So now those people that have been on those jobs for 15, 30 years, they have to find some way to refresh themselves because, unfortunately, the employers that are employing, they're looking for the new stuff. They're looking for you to know how to work a computer. They're looking for you to know how to do Excel and Word and then some. You know, and so I think there's a lot of different aspects into it, and I'm like 100,000 jobs being created is not going to put a dent if there's over a million people without a job. It's not going to put a dent in those numbers.
And then
so and then you know, depending on what these jobs and where these jobs are. I mean, so if you're trying to do the ratio, I don't think it's going to even show a dent until they're coming out with some million jobs available or something like that, or 500,000 jobs available, then you may see something. But I don't think that's going to put a dent in the numbers. But go ahead, Black Report.
I was just going to ask, why is it that when any hotel, any new hotel opens up, that you see lines around the block and down 15 different streets of people trying to apply for 20 jobs?
Because everybody needs a job, but you also got to look at this. It's not about your education, also about your look. You know, sometimes these corporations are looking for a certain look. Especially if you want to be in the front, if you want to be in the front end of the store. It's one thing to work in the back of the store. It's another thing to be in the front of the store. You have to represent them. So they're looking for a certain look. And unfortunately, they are going to discriminate you upon it.
Yeah.
They have the right to be selective, pretty much.
True. Yeah. What do you think about it? If you're, let's say, what are the chances that Donald Trump is going to want, you know, somebody like me sitting at his front desk? His white corporate businessman.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like Chris is right. You have to look at it that way. It's a matter of, you know, the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
That plays a factor. Age also plays a factor.
Plays a factor, right.
Because they don't want anyone, most likely, if Black Reporter, you walk into my job asking for a job, and you're coughing. And you're already hunched over. You're walking slow. I'm thinking, oh, this guy's going to be out sick half the time, you know, and getting paid on the job. I don't want somebody like this in here. You understand what I'm saying? If I walk in there and they ask me, oh, so, you know, tell us about yourself. And I say, well, I have a 3-year-old child. They're going to say, oh, no. She's going to be out with that child. And have
she's
going to
want too much time off.
Exactly. And that's going to factor into when I'm hiring this person, you know. And it's also, like you said, it comes up to age. And I think age is what plays the biggest factor because they want someone young, fresh, They want somebody who has little commitment, you know, no kids to commit to, no husband to run home to. So if they say, listen, Friday we're flying out to Vegas to close this deal, that person will just say, okay, fine, I'll bring a bag in to work.
Right, and it's something like, you got to also think about it, it's a lot of new money out there. This is not old money, because the old money is shut down when the whole economy and everything, the old money is gone now. So all this stuff that's being rebuilt, it's really new money. It's new faces. It's new everything. So now they're looking for something fresh. They're looking for you to come with a whole nother type of ball game than what we normally was used to, what we normally was told, you know. So, and unfortunately, people are not seeking out, you know, those programs out there, because I'm sure there's many of programs out there for you to go and you can learn how to do this and learn how to do that. And but people are not going out there. I mean, most people. I mean, there are some people out there, but most people are not really going out there trying to get these new wave stuff. Because, you know, the first time you mention, do you know Windows, to somebody Black Report Age, they're like, what? What's that? You know, they're not trying to get that. You know, they're resistant. They're resistant to change. And unfortunately, I mean, it may be different in the South, because that also plays a part, too, from your location-wise. That plays a big part. But it does play a part, though.
Yeah.
As far as which I have access to and which I have available to you. Like, if you live down south and you don't have a car and you need to get to the mall, you know, and the train, you know, the bus stops at 12. Yeah, you stuck. So I can't work that far out. You know what I mean? Like, y'all have extra stuff, you know, and then you have to come out your check, and you have to pay this one for dropping you off, and then if this one don't feel like doing it, you got to find somebody else to help. Like, it's so much that y'all have against y'all, and if you're not in the big city, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Yep.
That's just my thought.
All right, now, a question for you guys. Guys, if you're listening, 805-830-8320, if you want to call in and chat on what we're talking about here about unemployment. We always, like you said, you talked about availability, location.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, or like you said, it also plays a big factor in jobs, because if you're not able to commute to get to the job, who's to say that these jobs are even in the same place, you know, as we're located? You know, there could be like a whole bunch of jobs in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What good
right.
is that?
Right.
You know, I'm here
agree.
In New York. I may be qualified for it, but I'm here. And jobs are not paying relocation expenses like they used to. At one point, if you were willing to relocate, the job would foot the bill for the move. They would find you an apartment, everything, just to have you work there with them.
Right, but they have some folks out there doing it. And so shout out to those folks that are actually putting that effort in. I know a few folks who've done it, who've actually,
I know some that
you know,
have too.
Right, that, you know, they was in one state. Listen, the job is in that state. I'm traveling to that state. The job went down there. I'm traveling. Like, they're actually going to the money. So I can't fault them. I can't fault that person for taking that job. Even though I'm qualified, there is somebody out there willing to do that. There is somebody with that type of support system to be able to make this happen. And, you know, if you want it bad enough, you know, they're going to make it happen. So shout out to those people that is definitely making it happen, you know, that's taking it a little step further, you know.
There are a lot of people that actually relocated.
I hate to bring this up, but remember 5 years ago we had a problem called Katrina?
Mm-hmm.
And Katrina separated the city of New Orleans in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it relocated people all the way up to North Dakota and put Black Catholics in North Dakota and in the far northwest and everything, where they had never even seen the fields and prairies and everything. And they had to go out and try to, the years they had learned on how to make a living in the South Louisiana swamp. And now they have to do this with, you know, in the fields of grain and everything. And mind you, it's a life now, but it's still not home. And you just wonder, you know, you wonder sometimes whether that was the right move or whatever. I mean, whether you picked up your life and picked up your family, and actually you had no choice because your home back in New Orleans is gone.
That's another factor. That's a whole other factor all of its own. Those people, those natural disasters that we're having on top of the war, on top of the economy just dropping down. Like, we have a lot to overcome. So I don't see, if it's in the black, more power to it, but I don't see 100,000 jobs making a big effect, you know, making a big wave, so to speak.
And it's not going to.
Right, it's not going to. We're going to expect this years. This is going to be years.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's not going to be able to do it in his time, or the case may be. It may take another two presidents to get it done. So,
yeah.
Get her done. You know, and
but,
then you got a lot
but
of people that are trying to start their own businesses. You know, that's another thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people finding, you know, other means of getting money, whether it be from working at home, you know. So you know, that plays a part as well. We're getting savvy. We got the power of the World Wide Web. You know, you could start your own business. Shit, you could buy a little key and start, you know, getting your home business off the ground, stick it in your phone, and you can start collecting credit cards. So, you know, like, that also plays a factor as well.
Yeah.
So.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay, we're coming up on 8:35. And we're talking about the unemployment rate here in the country, basically. When you think about unemployment rates, you know, you think about, okay, so who has the highest and who has the lowest? And sad to say, where we are located at Crescent, New York, has one of the highest unemployment rates.
Sad. And we have one of the lowest.
And you would think.
But, I mean, you can't compare Louisiana to New York City. Like, come on, Black Reporter, really?
Come on, Black Reporter, really?
They're probably focused on you further than they focus on us.
People are employed here. That's all I got to say.
No, I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm saying because y'all had, like I said, because y'all had that natural disaster, hell yeah, we're going to get y'all back up and running. So hell yeah, the jobs come, I'm sending them that way. You know what I mean? Like, y'all are technically, y'all just rebuilding that whole thing. So yeah, y'all are going to have a higher rate than us over here. You know, it goes by necessity.
Mm-hmm.
We all right. You know, that tornado didn't do much. That earthquake didn't do much, you know. So we all right. So, yeah, I mean, you just got to look at it priority-wise. Y'all out there, y'all need this. Y'all need to get back up on the ball game.
Well,
I'm just,
he need it, too.
No. I'm not saying we don't. No, listen. We also got to look at this. As far as programs, as far as having access to training, as far as having access to these government programs, we get those. You know what I'm saying? That plays a part in this little, you know, trifecta as well. You know, we have access to free programs to give us more training. We have access to programs that'll help you out if you go look for that. That's out there. Do they have that over there?
Yeah.
Y'all, they don't have access to it like we would have access to it. That's what I'm saying. We got the corporations out here.
Y'all got more resources,
pretty much. We got more resources than y'all would out there. You know what I mean? We got a more diverse of resources than y'all do out there. And basically, like I said, we're rebuilding. Like, y'all literally are rebuilding from the ground up. Like, y'all literally rebuilding from under the ground pretty much up. We haven't had that effect here. So right now, let's work our way from the inside out. That's what I'm talking about.
True.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, your numbers are going to look way different than ours because everything is fresh. Everything is pretty and shiny and brand new.
It's all fresh and shiny and brand new.
But it's true. Like, all the houses out there are just pretty and shiny. There's no mold. There's the, you know what I mean? Like, the people are just bright-eyed now.
She said bright-eyed.
You know, like, there's a breath of fresh air over there. Let's go there. You know, and then that's the thing. Like, he's out of here. You're going to see a big jump. You're going to see a big jump from these little, not little, but you're going to see a big jump from these, little places than you would a big jump in New York City. Yeah, we have all the major companies, but all the major companies are going where? Across seas. Damn. We didn't even hit on that right there. Right, they're going across seas.
Yeah, one thing is going across seas.
Right,
but you also
going
have to look
seas.
At this. Now let's look at the flip side of it. We're looking on a more broader scale, like when it comes to funding, federal funding and stuff. Let's look at the flip side of unemployment. Do you think that so many people are unemployed because there was a comment made by a politician? My God, like one of you probably remember who said it. It was recently in the news. And he said he's never seen an unemployed Mexican or what did he say? I'm trying to think of how he said it. Was it an out-of-work Mexican, an unemployed Mexican, a homeless Mexican? It was something he said to that effect.
Danny and Trump, that was Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County, Arizona, standing in front of Home Depot.
Okay. So, do you know what is meant by that? Does everyone know what they're implying by that?
What was meant by that? I know exactly what was meant by that.
Well, I know what was meant by that. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
What was meant by that is that normally in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is, to get a job, most Hispanics, when they come to Phoenix, to the United States to get jobs, they know they can get a work for a day if they go out and, in a sense, panhandle at a local Home Depot and farm their services out for the day or whatever, then become day labor.
Okay.
You know, or they may get themselves by groups and, you know, somebody in a van, somebody with a small company will hire them under the table and pay them under the table. So,
So with that being said, as you know what he meant by that, do you think it's true? Do you think that what I'm saying is that for what I got from it and for what I believe to be true is that you will very rarely find a Mexican who will turn down a job. He doesn't care what it is. And you have some people who are unemployed who feel they're too good to do certain jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you said, listen, I used to be a CEO of a so-and-so. I'm not scrubbing a toilet.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Or you figure, I'm not going around busting no table.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
I'm too good
jobs,
for that.
I'm too good for that. But these are jobs that Mexicans will do. They'll do it. They don't clean tables. You know what I'm saying? All the bus boys are Mexican. And you're like, okay, why? Because when the last time you see a black bus boy? I haven't seen one. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm not trying to be funny. I ain't seen one.
You're not.
And it's like the Mexicans will bust those tables. They don't care. They'll put all the glasses and all that food and clean all that stuff up and go under the table and clean and mop. And they'll do it. They'll work long hours and they won't complain. They're not going to complain. If they do complain, they probably say it in Spanish and laugh it off. And you'll never know that they're complaining because they laugh.
They're laughing all the way to the bank as they take that check to the bank.
It's true, because when you think about it, and they save their money. Now, I don't want to get too much into that culture, but, you know, about how they live and stuff like that, but
They save their money for an important reason. A majority of it goes back home.
You know, I mean,
their family.
Yeah, and the work ethic is the work ethic is so different.
It is,
because you know the people that's raising them, you know, they was working at the age of 12. was working at age 11, you know, so they didn't know nothing about no going to school or, you know, my mom going to get me these brand new sneakers, and they didn't know nothing about that. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Whatever they wanted or whatever they needed for, somebody got it for, you know, somebody, they had to go get out there and get a job and get it themselves, so.
You know, I saw something so weird the other day. It wasn't really weird, but it was weird to me. I'd never seen it before. And I saw this woman, and she was at a hot, you know, one of them dirty dog stands. I was going to one of them dirty dog stands, hot dog stands, you know, we call them dirty dogs in New York. And there was this woman there, she had a stroller, she had one of the stroller, and she had like three kids walking on the side of her. And I guess, I don't know, she was standing there getting a hot dog. She gets one hot dog, and I watched this girl break this hot dog into fours.
Mm-hmm.
And had each of them a little nub of Frank. And those kids was just as content. They wasn't like screaming, I want my own, nothing. They were just happy with that little bit of Frank. And she split the dollar, and they all walked off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, she bought one Frank and split that Frank in fours.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids was walking around like they got, like they hit gold. Even the one in the stroller. And I said, wow, that's amazing.
That's,
and, you know,
that,
it's like,
that is what you call truly taught.
I'm like, wow. And she spent $1 on four kids, and they just was content. And
right.
That was
we got parents spending $250 on two sneakers.
Exactly.
And kids still not satisfied.
Now, whose fault is that? It's not theirs.
No, it's not.
I can't fault the kids for that.
No,
I really can't.
So, do you believe that there are jobs? So, you think, is that a way of fixing the unemployment problem? If we would just accept these jobs, like, let's just say, there's nothing wrong with working at McDonald's. There's absolutely nothing wrong with working at McDonald's. McDonald's pays a wage, and it's American dollars, and it's an honest day's work.
Watch how you talk about
working
at McDonald's. Watch how you talk about working at McDonald's. My $2 is at McDonald's.
My first job was at McDonald's.
That don't mean shit. It don't mean a damn thing. And I
my
mean
first
that
job
thing
was at McDonald's.
That means a damn thing.
I think they hired me when they wasn't even supposed to hire me, to tell you the truth. I was underage. But they hired me anyway. Well, that's the story for another day. But what about another spin on this I want to put on it. What about illegal workers? I'm talking about illegal workers who are, okay, let's just say Crush has a certificate in nurse's aid. Crush is looking for a job. Crush can't find one because there are no agencies that are full. All agencies are full, but they're full of illegal workers. Now, is that fair? Because you have a lot of people who are here working and they're supposed to be working. Does that create, contribute to the unemployment problem?
No.
You don't think it does?
I don't think so. Once again, we're talking about your work ethic. Once again, if somebody comes, my thing is this, if they're coming from across seas or from wherever they come in and they're immigrating here and they're out there working four or five jobs and you complain that you can't get one, something ain't right there. And I don't think it has anything to do with them. I can't get mad at them. I can't get mad at you. I can't get mad at you if you come in here. I can't get mad at you if you come here.
I disagree.
And you put your best foot forward. Like I can't hate on you for that. It'd be different if somebody was out there and they had mad applicants for people that was actually. But I doubt if that's the case.
I would have a problem if I'm trying to get said job and I have all the credentials and everything that I'm supposed to have, and somebody who comes here lies on that application and manages to get the job. I got a big problem with that. I'm talking about illegal. If they're not supposed to be working while they're here,
then you need
illegal.
To report that place. Then you need to report that place because obviously they didn't do their homework. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you felt some type of way, or if you don't like the fact, like you said, they're illegal, so therefore you're supposed to have papers, so therefore you're not doing your job, so therefore you have insurance, so therefore I need to report you to the Better Business Bureau and
exactly.
let them go through your files because something ain't right. That's what you need to do, bottom line.
Exactly.
But
I have no
that's
problem
it.
With just
but people are not doing that.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So
now
once again,
no
they're not
with.
Doing that. But what I'm saying is people are not doing that. Because if they was doing it, that would be stopped. That would be eliminated. If you was actually doing that. You know what I mean? There's not enough of them. There's like saying people are voting, not enough of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, that's
but they're the first ones. But they're the first ones to complain and, you know, so forth and so forth. And I'm just saying.
I think that if people would just, like I said, I have no problem with you coming here doing it the right way. But when you scheme and manipulate and all this other stuff to get it, then I have a problem with that. But I think that the majority of them, they do just want to work. They do just want a better way of life. I understand that. I got no problem with that. I know a lot of women who are working, who are supposed to be working, you know, who are doing the thing. And I just say, listen, you know, they come with me when they get nervous, and oh, my God, I think they're going to find out. I'm like, listen, you know, I can't condone, and I can't tell you what to do about it, but what I can say is just be careful. You know, I mean, it's something that you're not supposed to be doing. It can get you kicked out of the country. You know, it can get you a lot of headache that you just don't want. But I do believe that I have a problem when it's done the wrong way. When it's done the wrong way, then I got a problem. If it's done the right way, I can't hate on you. Because like you said, it's about work ethic and who's going to work the hardest. Now, if they're going to work the hardest and we on a level playing field and I want to go in there and clown around and not work and they want to work and I get kicked out, then, hey, that's on me. You know, I can't hate on that. But
exactly.
Let's all be on a level playing field.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so on that note, we're going to shout out to people in the chat room. We have Bolo 21. Most Mexicans are illegal. Bolo. Mexicans are illegal. They work constantly to stay from under the radar, but from working with them, I've learned that they milk the clock crazily if you pay them by the hour. They work for cheap because their clothes are limited due to me. Them having the inability to speak English.
Right.
If they're having trouble learning English, because many of them are functionally illiterate.
Yep.
They are, but they know how to count money, boy.
No.
They can break change, though.
Bolo 21.
That's Bolo 21 in our chat room. Thank you.
Oh,
shout out to Bolo for commenting and contributing to the conversation. You know, I think that Mexicans will do a lot of jobs that we won't do. Mexicans will pick fruit. Don't they pick fruit out of trees? When last time you see the black man up in the tree picking fruit? They won't do it. But Mexicans will. Mexicans will go out there and sit on a hot street selling that fruit, whatever stuff that they done raised up, and cutting the sugar cane and all that other stuff where, you know, you don't see a, when I say you see a vegetable man, do you remember back in the days, Black Reporter? Now, I know you should remember. The man walked down the street, watermelon. Remember the black man?
Yep.
Do you remember he's going to walk around singing?
Selling bell peppers.
Yeah. He used to sing cantaloupes. He used to sell fruit and things, whatever he had.
And he had a knife there with him.
And he would chop it right up there for you. Now, I remember that from the 70s. Wow.
And give you a taste before you bought one.
Before you bought it, he would let you taste how sweet it was. And you don't see that black man no more. I was like, the black man used to walk with his wagon and chop fruit. It was like, it's something you just don't see anymore.
No more.
And I think it's so sad it's gone. I wish somebody would bring it back.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't read your own language, you'll never be able to learn another. Think about it.
If you what?
If you can't read your own language, you will never be able to learn another. Think about it.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Bolo.
That's true, because I can't read English with no stuff. I can't read.
Okay, so I'm you know, promoting on Facebook, and I come across this little Facebook page, and it has the recession timeline. Okay, I'm going to tell you the name of the page after I finish. It has the recession timeline. So So it shows you a plate of chicken. It says, doing okay, not great, but okay. Then it has a box of hamburger helper. Times are tough, but we'll pull through.
That's
then it
right.
has a Frank in the bun. At least we have each other, family group hug. And then it has the ramen noodles. Shit just got real. That's the recession timeline. And the page is you ain't hood is.
The ramen noodle. You right. That ain't no joke. Mm. That ramen noodle. When you get to that, it's real. You get report meat. The ramen noodles is 12 cents a pack. And I hate that stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with being sedentary. I just do not like the taste of that mess. I do not like. Some people jazz it up and put Franks and cheese in it, put it ghetto style. I'm like,
No, thank you.
Okay, so to kind of wrap this topic up, we're going to wrap this up because we're going to start the top of the hour with a music set. We're going to begin our next segment. To wrap this up, kind of, what do you think that we can do? Finally, what we should do, you know, some ideas to help labor in the U.S. I think that we need more apprenticeships, to say the truth.
Mm.
And when I said earlier about how our ancestors built this country, they built it by standing next to somebody learning or spot training.
Amen.
Learning. And I think that, you know, we need to bring that back. You know,
that's how my dad learned history. That's how my dad learned his trade. He's now 78 years old. He still has people coming to him asking him who is the best mechanic in the city. You know, he said, if I still work on cars, I'd help you, but this is what we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you know, I think that we kind of need to, you know, bring back the apprenticeship, bring back what we used to have with on-the-spot training, and, you know, that way people can learn, you know, how to do things hands-on. You know, we used to have apprenticeships and beauty salons. I don't see those anymore. Where you would sit right next to somebody and actually learn on the spot, just watch them, and you just learn. That's how you learn how to do, watching and observing. And you know, here, I'm going to roll this one up, we're going to wrap this one up, or watch this set. This is how we learn how to do hair. You know, just looking. You know, you learn how to drywall and paint just by watching somebody else do it. And then you try your hand at it. I think we need to bring back more apprenticeships. We really, really do. I think Verizon probably has, like, the last real apprenticeship program out there where you actually get to stand next to somebody and learn how to wire, you know, telephone wire and cable and files and stuff. And, yeah, they do. Everyone's like, they do. As a matter of fact, they're hiring. Now, to put the word out, Verizon Files is hiring. And, you know, they will take you with them to wire that files because apparently everybody's being wired with this new technology. And they're hiring people because the demand is so great. They need people to go out there and do it. So, you know, if anyone's looking for work, go to Verizon Files website and look for work with us, unemployment, whatever, or employment, whatever. Click on that and just start. You know, you never know. It can lead you someplace, you know. You start there, move on up. Nobody says you got to stay there. Go wire for Comcast. Go wire for, you know, Time Warner, Cablevision. You know, learn. The thing is to learn the trade and then take it and use it to your advantage. Twist it, manipulate it, and use it to your advantage. So hopefully you got something out of this segment. I hope you did. I think we got some great information, you know, from Crush, great information from Black Reporter. If you want to look some more up, you can go to brickshouse.com. I place the employment statistics on that page if you want to look and see which state you're in and see how you fare in the unemployment rate. Hopefully, you're not way at the bottom like we are. You're a little bit towards the top. In New York, we're kind of at the bottom there. But hopefully, you know, your state is faring better than this one. And hopefully, we'll all, you know, get a change pretty soon, and you know what exactly it is that, you know, our job situation.
But at the second hour, I wanted to bring in with the second hour in New York. We're based here in New York, so. But a lot of the stuff that we talk about, you do realize that New York is a trendsetter. And as a trendsetter, if something goes down here, more than likely, it's going to jump to your city where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is for one politician to get the idea to do something, so everybody latches on and does the same thing. We have a mayor here. Our mayor is named Michael Bloomberg. And Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg would like to put a ban on sugary drinks. This is something he wants to propose. And he wants to ban not necessarily diet sodas. He feels diet sodas are okay. He would like to ban things like 20-ounce regular Pepsi, any type of soda, over 10 ounces, which means you can't sell anything more than 10 ounces in a can. It's illegal for stores to sell it. So you couldn't even go to the movie theaters and get a 20-ounce, like a big, big soda at the movie theaters. That would be unavailable. You can't buy that at the movies. To go to, let's just say, I don't even know what they would even do with 7-Elevens. That would probably be illegal as well. You're not allowed to buy a big gulp, a big Slurpee, those sizes. They tried to make illegal. And a lot of people, it's gotten a lot of controversy about that because a lot of people are saying it borders on, you know, somebody's civil rights. Like, who are you to tell me I can't have this much sugar? Oh, yeah, I know you're concerned about the obesity problem, but that doesn't give you the right to tell me what I can and cannot drink, especially if it's not of the, you know, it's not kind of worse than prohibition, because prohibition just didn't want you to drink alcohol. This doesn't want you to drink alcohol, soda, Kool-Aid, anything sugary, sweet like that, they don't want. So, you know, you got to wonder, what's that about? So we're going to talk about that. And also, he recently came out with Crush. I don't know if you heard this nonsense or not, but now he wants to force all women to breastfeed their babies. He wants to basically, you know, not necessarily make it illegal if you don't want to, but he wants to make it very hard for you if you choose to give a bottle. He wants you to breastfeed your child.
So he's canceling WIC, pretty much.
Basically, he's locked all formula up in the hospitals already. Like regular formula, the bottles that the baby gets, they're all under lock and key. Because they want to force mothers to breastfeed. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take a slight break right now. We're going to get into a music set. And I want you to think about that. Not only is this man trying to tell you what you can drink, okay, what you can put into your body and how much you can consume, he is also going to tell you what to do with your breasts. Okay? Ladies, he wants to tell you that you have to breastfeed your baby. Okay, they're going to try by any means necessary to get you to breastfeed. Now, they didn't say they're going to force you. They're going to hold a gun to your head and make you. But like they said they're going to make you the road to a bottle very difficult for you. Now, I don't know what that means. That sounds like mob talk to me.
That sounds like threatening. That sounds threatening.
We're going to make it very difficult for you to choose. You know, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse, basically. But we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
and then some. Okay, but meanwhile, you are listening to Brick's House. It is now 9 o'clock, top of the hour. You want to call in 805-830-8320. If you want to shout out in the chat room is open. If you want to come in there and say hello, we're open. But we're going to get into this music set right now. Hopefully, you will enjoy.
Madam Crush?
Madam Crush?
For the rest of the hour, I will be in the chat room. So, because I think you guys can handle it from here. But as far as the breast thing, I know this is not part of me. This is not something I need to comment on.
Okay, Black Reporter. All right, so we'll see you in the chat room, Black Reporter.
All right.
All right, so we'll be right back, guys. Until then, enjoy this music set, And we'll be right back. Bricks House, Home Fantasy Radio.
dollar now. Stick a finger in the alizé. Stare in the mirror. Damn, for cool dick. Don't strip, baby. Just ride me quick. You got about 10 minutes. Limo rolls up with my thugs in it. We off to the races. Spinning big faces. On Perrier, you wait by the cases. But don't hate this.
You know I'm going out tonight. And I'm looking right. Just like I knew I would. And there's a party going on. And I'm pretty sure I'm about to get my freak on.
My hair
almost
done. Now I wanna go, wanna have some fun. Baby, baby, won't you take a ride with me?
Won't you take a ride with me?
Come on, come along the way. I'm not standing on no line.
Cause I'm just too damn fine, so
chair today. I'm in the front chair today. She's in the side chair today. And we're just sitting here shooting the breeze. We had a very lively conversation our first hour about unemployment. And now we're moving on to our second topic for the evening of our twofer. This is a twofer. Twofer Monday. Twofer. And second topic is our crazy, crazy mayor here in New York. Mayor Bloomberg has decided that he wants to put a ban on sugary drinks. By sugary drinks, we mean Kool-Aid, we mean sodas, we mean slushies, slurpees, anything over the size of, I believe, over 10 ounces.
I thought it was 20. Really? 10?
Well, anything over 10. Yeah, so 20 ounces is like the next size up, 16, 20. He wants to ban those. No bottles. So anything over a can would be, nope.
First of all, I don't think any corporate business is going to let him do that, first of all. Secondly,
he wants to ban the sale of them in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not ban them altogether. Like, you could still go to the supermarket and buy a 2-liter soda.
Mm-hmm.
You could still, which I don't understand what the purpose of going, you can go to a 2-liter and chugging like a 2-liter down the street, which I don't understand what the purpose of having, what difference is it if the corner store sells it or if the supermarket sells it, I don't know. But he said that they'd still be allowed in the store, but you couldn't go to, let's say, a hot dog stand and get a bottle of soda. or you couldn't go to a movie theater and get a big soda.
Then that means you're killing people.
People are going to do what they want to do.
No, my thing is you're trying to kill people. Literally, you're trying to kill people. Because, first of all, 10 ounces, I'm going to finish 10 ounces before I even get to my seat. Now I got this big bowl of nachos on a thick-ass piece of bread with a Frank in it. That's going to get stuck in my throat. What am I supposed to do? Because he only got 10 ounces. What am I supposed to do? Are they going to make 20-ounce waters? Are they going to give us liter waters out there? Like, you see how they be doing that?
Well, of course, they say you can drink all the water you like. Like, they're not stopping diet soda. Diet soda's full speed ahead. So, you can have a diet soda. You just can't have a regular Pepsi as opposed to a diet. You can't have a diet Sunkist. As opposed to, you can have it as opposed to a regular Sunkist. You can have seltzer water is approved as opposed to drinking a soda. You can have, did they even say, they even said they don't want no tea, sugary teas. No. It has to be diet for it to be acceptable. Diet or seltzer to be acceptable. So this is what the man is proposing. Now, a lot of people are saying this infringes upon their civil rights. Because who are you to tell us what we can and cannot buy? You can't tell me I can't buy this here. And also, you're costing the store's business. Now, they're saying
that's
this
what
is
I'm saying.
Be
they're
done.
Not going to let that happen. They're
saying this is done to stop fight obesity. Which
right.
I don't see
and
how this is going to fight obesity. Because
it's not, because now we're just going to go to something else, that's all.
Exactly. When you tell people not to do anything, that's when they go full speed ahead and do it. So by you telling people don't, you're going to have a bunch of wise guys walking down the street chugging 2 liters. Just to show what I could do it, what.
And we're going to Costco's. Forget the little, we're going to BJ's and Costco. Y'all been building a lot of those lately, so we're going to go get those in a bulk. And instead of getting a 2-liter bottle, we're going to have our big old jugs that was meant for water. Like when you're working out, those big old jugs with the straw in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one. That's 64 ounces. So
the question I don't understand is there's nothing illegal with them selling you 2 10-ounce Coke. You can get 2 10-ounce drinks. But no more than that. So I'm like, okay, so you'll sell me 2 10-ounce Pepsis. That's 20 ounces. So they're not, how is it stopping anything? This is what I don't get. Okay, we have callers on the line. Shout out, first of all, I see a 225. I don't know if this is my sugar or not. I've been wrong before. So I'm not really sure if this is my sugar. But we'll try and see anyway. Hello, 225.
Hello. Hi.
This is my sugar. I said, I've been here before. How are you, sugar?
I'm doing good. Wet, but good. It's storming down here.
Oh, wow. I'm going to hear a lot of that, maybe. It's storming down there like that.
Right.
But I really want to get your input on this, sugar. What do you think about the banning? I don't know, you're a sugar freak. You are like a sugar-licious, sugar, sugary. You're made of sugar. We call you sugar.
I'm with Crush. What can you do with 10 ounces? I open a 20 ounce and turn it up and boop, boop.
Right, by the time I get to my seat and now I'm stuck here with this big old bowl of nachos and this thick-ass cheese.
And
I'm a dad. All that salt and butter. Right, you got salt and butter in your popcorn, but you worried about this good old. Now we're going to have high blood pressure. You're not helping.
We'll be smuggling the 20 ounces in the theater.
Right, you're not helping. Right, you're not helping, sir.
That's not a help. If you could buy 2 10, but I think what they're doing is it's got the cost of the 10 ounces is going to go up. As compared to a 20-ounce. And so the drink companies are going to make money. Oh, we can sell more 10-ounces. Because it's just like buying a can what is it, 8 ounce, 12 ounce cans. Now they got they got to make them smaller, make them a 10 ounce. And
like
so then,
you, that's not even a can no more.
Yeah,
that's not a can no more.
Most cans are 12 ounce.
I'm gonna swallow the can, and then I'm gonna email it. I'm gonna swallow the can and email it to Bloomberg on Facebook. Like, see what you made me do. I was thirsty.
Yeah, because the 10 ounce most cans now are 12 ounces. So you want to go down for 10 ounce can? So then the price is still gonna be up there, and you lose the 2 ounces.
Diet soda.
Saccharin, equal all them sugars, them non-sugar sugars, got problems too. So what are you saying?
And
they were saying that diet drinks is not good too.
But like Rick said before we went to the break, that, you know, once it starts in New York City, it's like a spiraling effect, you know, all these different places. And you can't take soda away from some of these folks. Like, he's going to have a problem. He's done. Like, you're done. Your career is done. Don't even, and you're trying to force people to breastfeed.
Exactly.
You know, You're done. And then it's like you're radical. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing some radical stuff here. Maybe if you would have said, you know, drop it down 2 ounces, you know, instead of a 20 ounce. You know what I mean? Instead of 20 ounces, you get 18 ounce. You know, if you change the bottle size,
go back
something
to
like 16 that.
16 ounces. Just so let's go back to 16 ounces.
Right, and let's get rid of supersize. Then I can understand, you know. But you talking about 10 ounces. What are we going to do with 10 ounces?
Look at it.
Done with you, Mike. I'm done with you.
That's a shot.
I am done with you, Mike. Exactly. That's a shot.
I've got a shot of Pepsi here.
I don't even have 8 ounces cups in my house. What am I going to do with 8 ounces in the street?
Nothing. Nobody. You pop that can, and there's no sooner this pop is gone. And you're sitting there looking like, what happened? It evaporated. Like you say, everybody be sneaking around with Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Orange Drink. And what you got? I got a Pepsi here. Got a 20 ounce. I went to Costco. I'm like, 2 liters.
All right, we got another caller on hold. Caller from 404.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
You better had. I see, man. You better had. It took you long enough.
Hey, I'm just sitting on the sideline listening.
You gotta see my face too. I got that face going right now.
I see the face.
What's up with you, Sean? What's up with you?
Shit, chilling. Out here enjoying the air.
That's good.
Out here in the A. Yeah. But
why did we get so quiet? I don't know. But I wanted to ask Mr. Sean, what's going on with the man?
Is he bored or something? He needs something.
You're focusing on the wrong stuff, sir.
He wants y'all to be healthy.
Exactly.
You know what it is? It's that other mayor from the other country that went on that big health kick. It's his fault. You know who I'm talking about? Like, I forget his name, but he went on this big old health kick for his state. It's like, we're not getting on board with that, sir. Not New York City. Really? I just had a flash thought, Brick.
Wow.
You know how we have the corner store that sell Hennessy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
it's gonna
Lord.
Be that. It's gonna be those type of stores selling the 2 liter sodas. Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be be a black, like, you're going to create more problems for yourself. Right. I'm telling you, I'm going to have a brand new business. I'm going to have me a cooler.
Yeah, you will. You will.
I'm going to have me a cooler. And I'm going to be selling outside. And listen, I got that 20 ounce.
The kind you want.
And I'm not even going to charge $1.25 like the stores do. I'm going to charge a good old dollar.
Exactly.
Got that 20 ounce.
You got Pepsi? You got Mountain Dew? What you got? What kind you got? You got an orange?
Whatever you want.
Thank you. I even got a 2-liter for you. Wow.
Got that 20 ounce.
Girl, what you got there? I didn't go to the corner store.
All right, man, I got that 20 ounce.
You know how the
weed man walks past you, act like he's still walking. He's like, I'm gonna go to the corner store and open up my jacket. Look, I'm gonna go to the store with my jacket with empty bottles, like Hustle Man used to. Mike, you done started something. You can't take the sugar from no black folk.
We've been doing this
since we were kids. We were trained in the art of getting sugar now.
I got hot dogs on one side, 2 liters on the other side.
Like, wait, we got a brown paper bag? Yeah, I got a brown paper bag. I got you. What? What? You better stop that. You're going to have brown paper bag.
Bottle look like a water bottle. It don't look like water
like
coming out of
there. I got that Pepsi. Like, why is that color? Why is that bottle blue? I got that Pepsi. It's gonna be. You can't take sugar away from us. We've been doing this since we were kids. We've been doing this since we were kids. Come on now. We trained in the art of getting sugar. You know.
Thank you.
Because if one didn't get to us, we going to the other one. Everybody going to Jersey.
That's right.
They're gonna start mining your water.
You come with the water.
Right. Like
Kool-Aid.
All you're gonna force people to do is start bringing their own. That's it. They still going to get it. We're going to Jersey. We're going to go to, Costco.
You smell chicken up in the movie theater. Mm-hmm. You know they don't smell fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Hustle. And you got that lady. You know, you got Miss Johnson in the projects who sell plates. Come on now. Like, we're going to Jersey. We're going to rack up, and then we're going to bring it over here.
Right.
What you got?
Nothing.
Water.
This looks like double Kool-Aid packets.
Yeah, I just giving the police more work to do. Bad enough they already stopped. They stalking you when you come out the store. And as soon as you crack over a can, they pulling you aside now. So now you just giving them more work to do. Y'all need to just quit
it.
Yeah, they bored too.
What's the fine for if you caught for 20 hours?
Exactly.
Man, what you here for? I had 220 offers. He thought I was going to distribute. We pulled her over. Her trunk was full of 20 ounces and 2 liters.
You know what?
Right.
You need to stop. Thank you, just being stupid. But let's get into our other topic because they just took this one and ran.
Right. You know, you didn't let us loose. We need to stop.
Yeah.
Sunset diet soda is way worse for your health than regular soda. All soda is bad, but diet is the worst. The worser.
Wow.
They want us to do is drink water anyway. Aqua.
That shit is poison. Like, we're going to die until you're drinking this water. Stop it. Listen, we can go all day. You know, I'm going to crack jokes all day. Let's get to the next topic. What's the next topic? Breastfeeding? That's what we're talking about? Let's move on.
That's
the next topic. Are we talking about breastfeeding now?
Yes. We're talking about breastfeeding now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Grief.
And what are your thoughts on? I can kind of imagine. But what are your thoughts on being told that you have to breastfeed?
Okay. Yeah. So first, I looked down just now. And I just imagine having a baby in my hand. and these big things trying to feed that baby. I'm going to smother my baby. I'm going to really go to jail. Because I'm going to really, I just sat here, and I, like I said, I'm sitting here with no shirt on, no bra on. I'm sitting here, and I look down. And I'm like, I'm going to smother my, how is he supposed
no,
to get up
wouldn't.
Under that?
No, you
how are you supposed to get up
no,
under that? My shit ain't perky.
No, you would learn how to hold it.
Listen,
and not
that's just too much work. That's too much work.
Choice.
But no, but no,
still
but
it's
no,
your
but no. Right, right, right. I'm being silly right now. But I'm just saying, like, Mike, you're doing too much. You know, Amaya is doing too much. Like, focus on getting us some jobs. You know, put
exactly.
your energy into that. Stop trying to
exactly.
be this new wave, modern. Like, no, that don't work for everybody. It's,
exactly.
But, you
that
know,
exactly
the way they occupied
saying.
Wall Street, the way they occupied Wall Street, let's see if people are going to come out and occupy his office. You know, that's
around.
What I
would say. The exact thing I said. I said, why don't he try to occupy his own streets here and get
mm-hmm.
this one here before he goes out and rest in other countries' affairs with... You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. We have so many fish to fry here. Why are you looking outside for fish to fry?
Mm-hmm.
He goes here, ignores everybody. I just think that basically he needs to listen to the people and listen
right.
and stop trying to be a dictator. He has a limited amount of power left, so I guess he figures he's going to just do whatever he wants to do in this little bit of time left over, you know, the city. And I'm like, you can't, you know, who are you to tell me what to do with these?
Right.
I've got a big problem with them.
Right.
You know,
so what
I've
if you
got a big
don't
breastfeed? Well, he
see,
said
I know it's healthy for the children.
What they want to do is they want to encourage you to do it. They want to give you a stern talking to, they said. They're going to sit you down and preach to you probably until you relent and just give in.
But, you know, as good as that sound, as hopeful as you are, Mike Bloomberg, there are a lot of people out there that can't technically.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, okay, well, how can she not do it and I have to, you know, we're gonna fight you tooth and nail on this one, you know, because that's
but
just the same way of saying that. To me, that's just the same way of saying that, you know, breastfeeding is really not going to make a difference. You know what I mean? Like, compared to all the stuff that's going on right now, the breastfeeding bit, it's not going to make a big difference. Like, you're doing all this, you're making an uproar, you're stirring the pot, but all you're doing is trying to draw people's attention away from the actual problem. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. Like, this
is
you're trying to
make
deflect.
The baby much healthier.
You're trying to deflect what's going on. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop thinking 20 years ahead and think a good 3 or 4 or 5. Because, you know, we need you to focus on the now. You know what I mean? Right here, right now. You focusing on 20 years. That person, if I breastfeed now, my baby is not going to be productive in this world until another 21 years. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
Right.
So let's focus on the here and now. Here and now need to be fixed. You know, you need to sit up there and you need to worry about how you're going to focus on the here and now. Stop thinking about 20, even when if you ban the drinks, like you're deflecting on what's going on right now.
That's just my
opinion on
it. What's next? They're going to ban sexual positions?
Well, you know, there are some that are banned. There are some that are banned in certain places. If you're not doing it, you can't go to jail. And if he looks through the records, he may have some on your books that are still there. And he decides to activate them and open them and say, if you see somebody do this, call me.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy.
It's just losing all your freedom at this point then. You've got
it,
okay? I'm going to tell you, you know, this is healthy for your baby, but if I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it.
Right.
Okay, you don't want to give me WIC? Okay, don't give me WIC. I'll buy my baby milk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
But they're talking about some of the stores now, too. That's it. They can't do that.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know, they can't.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
Especially from someone who had a C-section, raising my hand, I had one, and I don't know where I would be without those painkillers that they gave me right after it. So I took painkillers, and therefore I couldn't, you know, I was taking Tylenol with codeine. And I couldn't.
Right, you couldn't. Because if you had a breastfed him, he would have been something else for sure.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But I was determined. I was like, no, I can't do it. You know, I wanted to, but I can't. I had to have the drugs. I chose the drugs. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that surgery, if anyone's ever had it before, is just, it's so debilitating. It's just, it takes a lot out of you. You have to.
I can just imagine, like, you literally, body is being ripped open and stuff is being yanked out and pushed aside. And, you know, who's thinking about, like, if you don't get that baby away from me for right now, get it away from me right now. Like,
well,
you know,
I mean,
like,
that's the actual thing with childbirth itself. At that point, you're like, okay, just, I want it out, I want it over, I want it done.
Right.
And then,
like,
you go sit there, here, put the baby on your breast.
I think whether
you
I don't love you that much, boo. Sorry. So you should expect nothing from me. Dead serious. So dead. Like, you shouldn't expect nothing from me. I tell you, they showed me the Miracle of Life video, and I passed out. Literally passed out. The baby popped out, and the afterbirth came, and I was on the ground. Like, they was dragging me to the nurse's office. I literally passed out.
Oh,
no. Like, listen, I'm good. You don't want nothing to come out of here. You don't want nothing to come out of here. And if you, the only reason why I should get cut up is if I'm getting lipo. And I ain't getting that no time soon. So leave my good old belly right where it is. Unless you're taking out an organ or taking out some fat, you better leave my belly just the way it is.
Okay. So I'm up with BBW is probably like, what the hell did I step into?
I'm very pro titty sucking, food or non food. Thank you, Sun 752. Thank you, Sun 752.
But there again,
sure.
It's still her choice whether she lets you suck them or not.
Like, he's not gonna win that. He's not gonna. You might win the sugary drink, but that right there, you're not going to
win.
No,
you're not
going to
win that.
Because now
you're not
talking about us. You're not talking about us because we'll feed, you know, our baby some fried chicken and it's 3 days old. You know who you're talking to. You know who you're talking to. So you ain't talking to us. We know who you're talking to, and they're not going for that.
Whip up some mashed potatoes and put that baby some mashed potatoes.
There's a whole, like, we feeding our baby rum, talking about that's going to help them with their cold. No, listen. 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 Like, you're not talking to us. We know who you're talking to. See, the sugar is for us, and you're trying to store them up for the, yeah, we get it. I get it, Bloomberg. I get it. I get your plan, Bloomberg. I'm on to you. I am on to you, Bloomberg.
But what about women who don't have breasts? And you think I'm telling you? Stand the baby up,
you know,
the baby up here.
Like, I can't get no formula. Like, really? You can't get no formula? What? I can't get no formula. It's locked. Like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, and another thing is all this new wave that's going down now. Like, you know, like, what about the man that had a baby? Really?
No, that was not a man.
No. He identified as being a man. Like, I know he wasn't a man. You know he wasn't.
Yeah,
a man.
But I mean, they
but this is new
like
age. But yeah. what I'm saying is, if this is that new age right now. You can't, if this was more of a traditional society, then I could understand. If this was even, you know, 20 years ago, 25
right.
years ago, you put this in effect, I could understand if this will pass. Now you're talking about new age. Now you're talking about new age when you have the same-sex marriage. Like, how is that even going to work? You know what I mean? You have to look at it. It's not so traditional anymore. Right, like once we started doing that and accepting these people, and these people have been able to adopt, and you have the surrogate. I mean, so many different options out there now, so many different things out there, so many different stuff out there now. Like, how is that? That's not going to happen. You know, so you're going to tell me if a teenager had a baby, you're going to force her to feed the baby? No, that's not going to happen. So Stop it. Like, you focusing on the wrong stuff. I'm telling you, he's deflecting, y'all. He's deflecting.
Well, the next thing, I guess he's going to force the, what, two allegations? You know? No more children.
But I mean, I get it. But once again, like you said, it's your choice. How you going to... If I want to make my child dumb, if I want my child to be dumb, then so be it. No, I'm just playing. I dare you. I dare you tell me. First, I can't whip them. Now, I can't make them dumb.
Right.
Them
right. You can't whip them and you can't give them a bottle of half the cup of drink. Be breathy.
I can't make them dumb. You know, you just try to take all my rights away. Might as well just give them to you. Right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give them to you. You think that's going to help the economy because I breastfeed? Please. Please.
I'm weak. All right. I didn't have enough food.
Brick, you still with us, Brick? We're done, Brick. We're done with our comedy
hour. I need
hour.
Some sugar.
I got no more energy. Yeah, I got
no
energy.
I couldn't have a Pepsi. Okay. I can't breastfeed today.
All right. Now, my thing is with the question with the diet soda, they contain something called, it's a long word. I don't know what the hell this word is. It's something with a P. I don't know. It's long. That stuff is
right.
Not good for you at all. It causes memory lapses.
Yeah.
If you know anyone who drinks a lot of diet soda, they suffer from memory lapse. So if you know anybody who drinks a lot of diet soda and suffers from memory lapses, please tell them to stop drinking that soda right away. Because that soda, something in that it starts with a P, I don't know, it's in the sweetener, it causes memory lapses. So if you know somebody who drinks a lot of soda, they always forget something, like, I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to do? I was just going somewhere. Where was I going? And you know that this person drinks a lot of diet soda, please get them to stop. Because it's not, that causes memory losses. And you don't want someone to walk around and, you know, they seem okay, they're fine and everything, they just have trouble remembering things. And that's one of the side effects of drinking that stuff. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they try to make you forget to eat.
That would make me forget that. That would make me forget that.
I smell fried chicken. Was I finna eat that? No, I was going to eat carrots. I was going to eat some carrots. Yeah, right.
He's deflecting, folks. He's deflecting. This is all a facade. This is to get y'all to focus on this.
I mean, these are not major topics. They are not major topics.
This is nothing to make news lines with. Like, really, there's bills that's been waiting forever to get approved, and this is what you throw at us? If you don't get that out of my TV screen.
Well, that's just like telling everybody, nobody can buy Reebok. You cannot buy Reebok anymore. You're not allowed to buy Reebok. If you're caught wearing
right, that's what they should ban. They should ban Jordans. Ban shoes over $200. Ban those.
That's something to ban. Ban shoes that cost more than $100.
Right. They're going to get you to point A to point B. You need to ban them. Worry about the damn gas. Like, you know, there's so much other stuff that you could be worried about. Why my gas is $5 a gallon? Why milk is $5 a gallon? Like, that's another topic for another day.
Why our schools or our playgrounds and everything is it's a less
so
you can name.
There's so much other stuff you can do. Why is everything overcrowded? Like, this is what you need to be focusing on. And listen, Bloomberg, don't make me send you an email. Don't make me send you a very wordy email, Bloomberg. Don't make me send you a very wordy email, Bloomberg.
Okay, shout out to Sun752 in the chat room that said that he's all for.
What are you thinking, Bloomberg? Tell me.
He said he's pro titty sucking. You know what? Sun752, you're crazy.
Right.
But, you know.
Pro 7752, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about breastfeeding. Baby, infant, not nobody over the age of, I don't know, some women feed up until, I don't know, that's
six. I'm telling you, that's who he's focusing on. Those are the people he's focusing on, the people that breastfeed up to their 6 and 7 years old.
Yeah,
those are the ones he's focusing on. Talk about don't use your teeth.
You too old to be talking about mama, give me some. You can walk up to her and say, I want some.
And I have seen that. Like, their feet, first of all, they're in a stroller, and their feet are just dragging along. Come on, hold up your feet. Hold up your feet. Stop putting your feet down. Like, my legs are getting tired. Like, too much. They get out.
I think it is weird.
They pick up a box of cereal and sit back down. Like, wait, what? And this little boy just...
Then they run around, and then they thirsty. Mama, I want some milk. And she pulls
right,
out
she
the whip
it out. Yeah, come on.
Like,
really?
No.
That's our next president. That guy right there, the one you were just talking about, that's our next president.
That was the whole movement.
Like, it's not gonna. At the end of the day, it's not gonna make a big difference. It's more than just the milk, Bloomberg. Like, that's what. Like, for you to be so smart, you really making dumb choices right now. Like, it's more to it, Bloomberg. Like, that sugar.
Yep.
That soda is not gonna make a big difference. You know what I mean? That. Like, you didn't put it. It's not gonna make a big difference.
Uh-huh.
Like. All right, I'm
going
to shut up now. Go ahead, Brick. With the little $100, $200, you're not coming out the store with a big shopping cart. You can have bags in your hand. So if you charging us for the sugary drinks and the regular food, you know, extreme prices, just imagine what the healthy stuff is like.
Thank you.
You know what
and
I mean?
That's
like
the biggest problem.
for me to get some healthy food or you go to the farmer's market or something like that, you gotta literally go across town. And then I got to bring all that back. If I don't have a car, not only am I spending money at the store, but I have to also pay for transportation. Like, you're
right.
Not making, you know, Bloomberg, I'm done with you. I'm done.
Wow.
Unless he said he was going to give every family some fresh fruit and stuff. Be quiet. I'll give
right,
you
like,
some
are you, what you replacing? What are you replacing with these sugary
Thank
drinks?
You.
That's my thing. You haven't discussed that. What are you replacing with these 20 ounce or these 2 liter ounces that this soda that we can't? What are you replacing so we won't drink this soda? You know, that's what
so
it is at the end of the day.
So,
and I'm just saying, off of the fact that I'm an avid soda drinker. Like, I would have a 2 liter by my bed every second of the day, whether it be 5 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So to weed me off of a 2 liter soda a day for the last, I don't know, let's say 5 years, like to weed me off, I had to find another alternative. And thanks to Brick, I found Tulsa Water and Crystal Light and you know what I mean? And that was able to weed me off of actually buying a 2 liter soda a day. Like diet, I don't do diet. To me, diet tastes extra sweet. So it defeats the purpose. I don't do diet. But, you know, just to have that acid, just to have something next to me, you know, and like now I just drink gallons and gallons of water. But before then, you have to give us something else to look forward to. You got to educate us. Before you snatch it away, educate us. You know what I mean? Like, okay, instead of doing this, do this. Like, you can't just go and just, you know, change, you know, okay, well, I don't want to sell at the stores no more. Then what are we supposed to do? Because a lot of places you can't bring outside food in. That's another thing. A lot of places you are not allowed to bring outside stuff in. You know what I mean? So they want you to buy what's there. So what am I supposed to buy when I go there? Okay, I have 10 ounces here. 10, like, what are you replacing? What else is there to reach for?
But if you got to pay the same price for water, you want some flavor. If you go somewhere and the water is $2 and a bottle of Pepsi is $2, what are you going to get? Reality.
People love pizza. And that's the thing. It is that much. You know, the 20-ounce water and a 24-ounce of water is $1.25 a piece. Yeah. I am paying $1 for a 12-ounce bottle of soda, and I'm paying $1 for $1.25 for soda. So, really,
mm-hmm.
Bloomberg, really? I'd rather flavor than none, you know?
Right.
I'd rather flavor than none, so, but I'm just saying.
And pretty much most places don't give free water out anymore. Nobody gives you ask for a cup of water, they look at you like, what? You got a cup of something? Nobody wants to give you a cup of water.
Right. Wow. They look at you stupid when you ask for a cup of water. Ain't that the truth? Mm-mm-mm. But okay. All right.
Wow.
Go ahead, LaBrick. Stop before we continue on, and then next thing you know, the show will be over.
Wow.
Yes,
we are reaching our top of the, on our end of our hour, actually, our 10-minute mark at the end of our show, which was quite spirited, with the soda conversation and the breastfeeding and Bloomberg going to hell and everything else.
He just want to see women breastfeed. He want to see the breast.
You know, I don't know what, I think he has a problem because maybe he wasn't done. That could be it. But we'll never know. You know,
no, his grand scheme is he wants to make everybody, it's not even elite, pretty much. This is for the haves and the have-nots. That's all this. That's
exactly.
His future. That's his future goal down the road. You know, it's going to be the haves and the have-nots. You know, and unlike Bloomberg, it's not going to work. It sounds good, but it's not going to work. You're doing too much. You know, you've got to focus on the. Yeah, you focus on the wrong side of the fence. But anyway, that's just my thought. Yeah.
All right. Want to tell us tomorrow we have Phone Fantasy Radio. Want to tell us what's coming on tomorrow?
Yes. All right, we're two awesome shows down. We got three more to go this week. Tomorrow night is What is Your Individual Oz? The Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Our discussion will be exploring your deepest dreams and expectations and wishes and, you know, we all know that, you know, that's what we live our life for. We want to fulfill these dreams, these expectations, and these wishes in some aspect. But then one day, you wake up and you discover your fairy godmother, or you discover a genie, or there's a whiz, and they ask you, like, their one mission, basically, is to grant your dream, your expectation, or your wish. Well, that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow. What would you do? What, like, we're going to explore that whole aspect of this person came down, or this being came down, and they said, Brick, I want to grant one wish or expectation or dream.
Wow.
Would you want that to happen? And if you want that to happen, what do you think the aftermath of it happening? If you don't want it to happen, like, we're going to explore all that. So we're going to be on a journey to Oz. I'm Dorothy. The rest of y'all are other people's in here. Black Reporter's a 10-man. Right, Black Reporter's a 10-man. Brick. I don't know what you are yet. You could be the Scarecrow. I'm talking about the Wiz version, y'all. The Wiz version. Diana Ross and Nestle Bruff. What's the name? Right. So we're talking about that. That's what's going on tomorrow.
At 9 p.m.
with a crush of Black Reporter, 9 p.m. Same place, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. 805-830-8320 is that call-in number. So that's what's going down tomorrow. Yep.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yep. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
That was a lot of noise. A lot of static.
That was probably me because I laid back. My bad.
No, it sounded like someone was in. Okay. So that's going to be a lively show. Are we allowed to call in with Dix? Hello? Yeah, I said that's gonna be a lively show tomorrow. It sounds like we're gonna be able to call in with a lot of different comments. That's gonna sound like a good show.
Yeah, I hope so. That's my goal this week. You have a good show. We're trying something a little new on all the shows. You know, we got a brand new show.
You guys gotta tune in Wednesday. You gotta tune in Wednesday.
Wednesday is Swinger State of Mind, a brand new segment that we start on the Fame Fantasy Radio Network. Swinger State of Mind at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. We're discussing the swingers lifestyle, the past, the present, and the future. We got a lot of stuff going on. We also have the group orgy. Ooh, what's that, crush? You got to tune in tomorrow. Like us on Facebook. You know, we got like 5 different pages for Phone Fantasy Radio, so can't say you can't find us. Like us all or like your favorite show and, you know, just show your support. Thanks for everybody for tuning in last week. I hope y'all all can join us this week.
No doubt. Last week, as I can't stress it enough, was an excellent show. Don't want to miss this week. Fresh new personalities on air. New additions to the Phone Fantasy family. You want to be there.
It's Trinity Blake. Right. Shout out to Trinity Blake. She's from Dallas, Texas, and Frenchie French. He's originally from New Orleans, but he stays in Jersey right now. So shout out to them. They're doing excellent work. Excellent work.
Excellent.
So we on air 5 days a week.
Yes, we are. Right. You know, guys definitely also want to tune in to Super Fluffy Flirt on Sundays at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I got late night with the Super Fluffy Flirt, which is me, y'all. Who doesn't know that? That's a crush. We had an excellent show on Sunday. Yesterday we were talking about mixed signals in a relationship. It had a good turnout. Shout out to everybody that showed up and played with us on Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we can't forget about Crush Grooves on Thursday. This Thursday is the Boom Boom Moon. We're talking about ironic moments. We're talking about ironic moments in a relationship or just in life. Yeah, ironic moments in life on the Boom Boom Room.
Okay. On that note, we'll see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock tomorrow right here on Phone Fantasy Radio for the Adult Zone. Tune in tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We will see you guys mañana. Stay tuned. So we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
And thank you everyone for calling. Thank you for everyone in the chat room. Sun 752, Bolo 21, anybody who came in, thank you. We appreciate it. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to Brick's House. We'll see you next week with a new show. God bless, and everybody have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Later. Later.